I'll stick in the 80s, thank you. If you want to get in touch with the show, feel free. You could send me a text this afternoon, 07786 210 45. That's the text number. Give me a call this afternoon, wherever you are across Derbyshire and East Staffordshire. Whatever, if you need to get something off your chest, if you just want a special message for that special someone, we can do that for you, as long as it's not too slushy. I don't want to be having to fetch the bucket again. Come on, I know what you're like. You can get a bit romantic. Middle of the week, you know, I don't know. It might just come over you all of a sudden. Well, don't let it. But give us a call. Feel free. Anything else, welcome. 01332, that's Derby, 616161. Or, of course, you can go on our website for Derbyshire and you can send me an email. Just go to the email, I present a link. While you're on there as well, you might want to check out some of our special features that are on there at the moment, including this coming weekend at Castle Donington. There's a weekend off the tracks festival. It's taking place over the 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and of course bank holiday Monday. May's great, isn't it? We get two bank holidays. So if you fancy popping along to check it all out, there are various headline acts performing there. Lots of stuff going on at Castle Donington. If you've been there before, you know exactly what to expect. And one of the headline acts being picked out for this year's Off the Tracks Festival, well, it's a chap called Nick Harper. I'm sure you've heard of him, a prolific singer-songwriter in his own right. He's got a new album out as well and has very kindly offered to join us on the show this afternoon. Welcome to the show, first of all, Nick.
Hi, Sally.
Nice to have you on.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Now, you're going to be busy this weekend. We'll go into kind of what the festival's all about as well, first of all. You are, I'm sure this must wind you up. I don't know, you can answer the question. You are always referred to as Son of Roy.
Yes, yes, quite correctly.
Famous Roy Harper, prolific folk music artist.
Yeah.
Various collaborations with and friendships in the shape of Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page and Robert Plant. It goes on and on and on, doesn't it, basically?
It's on and on.
And I bet you feel a bit like that, don't you?
I've had the DNA test and unfortunately the results concur. I am his son, it's true.
You don't mean that. Does it kind of wind you up that you're referred to always as Son of Roy? Because you're an artist in your own right now, aren't you? Surely that cycle should be dropped.
I do my own thing, but I realise that people need touchstones in this world.
Uh-huh.
And it's something for people to start with, you know, and then hopefully go from.
Yes.
And form their own opinion of me as a man in my own right, as you say.
Yes, that's a bit of pressure, isn't it?
What, on them?
No, I was thinking more on you, actually.
No, I'm just me. I just get on with it. I'm not bothered about it at all. You know, he's great. He's a great singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Get your teeth in. And he's a good geezer.
Yeah. And
I'm very proud of him. You know, I'm glad that I've got that heritage and I've had that to draw on.
Yeah.
But I get on with my own thing and I'm comfortable being me.
So it's
up to other people to wonder whether it's you know, a burden or not.
Yeah, absolutely. So when is it that you realised that you'd picked up this hereditary music bug then?
I don't know. Well, I came out, he was playing the guitar as I exited my dear mother. He actually made the ambulance
wait. Was he somewhere else? Oh, he was in the room with you.
He made the ambulance wait while he fetched his guitar, which is par for the course.
Of course.
So,
your mother was a saint by the sounds of things.
Absolutely. She certainly was. I guess I came out hearing this stuff and thought, yeah, I can do better than that and branch off on my own and make my own racket.
Excellent. So you started playing guitar at age 10, is that right?
I started about 5 different times, probably.
Okay.
There's pictures of me with a ukulele when I was 2.
Really?
But I can't remember. But that was in the 60s. And if you can remember the 60s, they say that you weren't there. So, and then I started again at sort of 5 and 6, singing protest songs. We moved down to the country from London, and I discovered stinging nettles. And I decided the world needed to know about these vicious things. And that was one of my first compositions.
Brilliant.
Thing called Stinging Nettles. And then it was about 10.
Can we hear a little snippet of that? Can you just sing a bit of it?
In the country, there are stinging nettles. They grow as big as my dad and they sting like mad. That's the exciting opening.
Oh, I love the angst in the voice as well. You have to have that, don't you?
It was a heartfelt plea to people to look out for these things.
So you were a public service, really, weren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I still am.
That's good to hear. So it went on from the stinging nettles, mm-hmm. big hit, to what?
Big, huge, massive hit. then I got into, there was a performance in my music class, remember, at 12 or 13. That was a big day. That was a song about sharks, I think. So we're into the 70s.
Yeah.
I think you can track it with me.
Yeah.
And then I started getting all pretentious and learning lead guitar and actually being a bit more serious about it.
Oh, okay.
And then I got serious about drinking and girls, I'm afraid.
Oh, I did.
And I had to start all over again in my 20s.
Oh, those pesky girls.
I know.
Terrible. Don't do you any good, do they?
Well, I don't know about that.
So it was in... I mean, I don't want to hark back to your father so much, but it was in 1985
mm-hmm.
when things, I guess, really began for you.
Because you
recorded with your dad, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and Jimmy Page was all over that record as well, so I got to see him work, you know, close up and spent a bit of time with them. So that was all a bit of a privilege, really.
Yeah,
I found out how not to do things and, you know, how not to be. If you want to be a well-rounded, level-headed person.
Yeah? Do you think you are that person?
No.
I found out how
I should be. I didn't say I was like that.
Phew, I was a bit worried for a second there, Nick.
Absolutely.
So, of course, that was it then. That kind of set you on course. And the touring and recording in your own right then began, didn't it? I mean, I suppose, you know, I kind of chatted to music artists and, you know, one of the questions that's always asked is, you know, where does your heart lie? Is it the touring or is it the getting in the studio, getting your material out, getting it recorded, getting it down? What is it for you? Is it the tour? Because most music artists say, no, the touring is where my heart lies. Is that the same for you?
I love all of it. I think my when I'm at my most happy is sitting in the sun, if we get any, writing songs that, you know, making something up from nothing.
Yeah.
And being moved by it. I mean, anyone can feel that, you know, it's within everyone to be able to do something that does that for you. I mean, building a brick wall will do it, or you know, making a teapot. But when something comes, I mean, music is a powerful language, and when something comes that expresses something that is dear to you, it can be quite a moving experience, and that's the ultimate feeling, really, I get from music. But I love touring. I love going out there and meeting people and, you know, smelling the lion's breath and having a laugh out on the road. But I love getting home and being with the family and writing songs again, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not bad, is it? Best of both worlds.
Yeah, you've got quite a good life going on there.
I reckon,
Well, what we're going to do, I mean, obviously we're going to chat briefly as well about what's going on this weekend, because that's the whole point you're here. And, of course, you've got a new album out as well, which is your fifth studio album, I believe.
Something like that. I'm losing count.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I suppose you will be. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll play. What we'll do is we'll play, because we were hoping you'd be able to play live, but unfortunately we can't get it kind of set up properly, can we?
No, I'm down the line here in Wiltshire.
Yeah.
It's not quite the studio that you have up there.
You see, you should have come in.
Next
time we'll sort it out. So the new album, Treasure Island, we're going to play a track from that, and then we'll chat a little bit more to Nick Harper at BBC Radio Derby.
The dark silhouette that flies in the night.
From his latest album, Nick Harper there, Treasure Island is the album, and that track I played from that album was called Real Life. Nick, of course, joins us on the afternoon show. Fantastic track, that one, is Nick. Who's Birdwin in the corner of the studio, by the way?
Sorry, say that again?
Whose bird was chirping in this corner of the studio when you recorded that?
Well, there was a couple of birds on that track. There's a rampant blackbird that is outside the studio. I left the studio door open.
Oh, brilliant!
As I was playing the guitar, and it's not over. I didn't have a 12-bore pointing at a bird in the corner of the studio. It was actually outside.
It was real life.
Under duress.
It was real life.
It's some royalties, really.
Yeah. It'll be knocking on your door. You watch out.
Yeah, the other beautiful voice on there is the Prudence Black, who's an opera singer.
Amazing voice.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
She was just down the road from me, and I thought it was about time.
That was lucky.
Yeah. Well, I dropped some broad beans around to their family and asked if, we could get some payment in kind. Yeah.
Good stuff. And obviously listening to your fantastic acoustic guitar sound, I was reading, we've actually got some bits and bobs about you on our website for Derbyshire. For the listeners who would like to take a look, it's bbc.co.uk/derby. One of the quotes on there is, I don't know who it was written by actually, but it says, he has the alarming ability to break guitar strings almost by sheer force of will, and then change them without dropping a beat. How do you do that?
Yes, it's
is that a lie?
Easier than it looks. No, I guess I've never had a guitar roadie, so I've had to work out how to do it myself,
Good
so
day.
I just get on with it. I just carry on singing, and hopefully the whoever's there goes along with the idea.
Yeah.
And I get a new one on, and off we go again.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, this weekend, you are going to be at the Off the Tracks Festival in Castle Donington. Family weekend, apparently it's for children and adults alike. It's got lots of alternative artists there, including yourself. You're one of the headline acts, of course. Are you going to be there for the 3 days, or is it just one of the days you're performing, or how's it going to work?
I'm there on the Saturdays. I'm not sure what time I'm on exactly.
Okay.
But it's... I think...
Rummaging around
I've
to find out.
A... I'm supposed to be on top of a tumulus on Saturday night in the middle of Wiltshire in some bizarre ritual.
Okay.
So I don't think I'll be staying the whole weekend.
Okay.
I'm going to hotfoot it back down south. I don't want to go into any greater detail than that, but it's...
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think we should leave it there.
Right, so you'll be on Saturday, basically, so we at least we know that. So if you want to go and see Nick performing live, do we know kind of what length your set's going to be? How many tracks we'll be hearing? Are they all from the current album?
Well, it depends how well it goes, I suppose, and if the rider backstage is, as we've agreed, then it could go on for about 5 or 6, maybe 7 days. but probably about an hour, you know, the usual.
Good stuff. Well, best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
It's been great.
And we will be giving away your CD to one of our lovely listeners. So we'll
all do in the end. They all give them away.
Well, there you go. So we'll be setting the question very shortly. But Nick, again, thank you so much for giving you your time to join us this afternoon.
Thanks, Sally.
Nick Harper there, and if you'd like to go and see him perform live, along with many, many other acts, it's at the Off the Tracks Festival this coming weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, at Castle Donington. If you'd like to win that album, I will give you the question after this at BBC Radio Derby. Great to hear Sting back, collaborating with Sheryl Crow. That's taken from her album Wildflower. Of course, on the album, it's just her singing, but this is a re-recorded version with Sting assisting on vocals, of course. Sheryl Crow and Sting, always on your side at BBC Radio Derby.
Gardeners like myself have been competing against each other for years to win the coveted...
And, of course, Anne Liverman will be back on the afternoon show, Friday afternoon, for the gardening phone-in, fresh from her travels to the Chelsea Flower Show, because we're catching up with her on Monday afternoon as well. Sounds like she had a great time. And, of course, we had a winner as well from Derbyshire, from Ashbourne. Brilliant stuff. More great tunes on the way then. If you enjoyed that the interview with Nick Harper and you liked the sound of the track I played from his brand new album, the track was called Real Life. I mentioned what the album was called, and that's the question. What is his brand new latest album, his fifth studio album, called? What is the name of it? Give us a call right now, 01332, that's Derby 616161. Send me text answers 07786201045, and you could be adding this album, his latest album, to your CD collection. And of course,